Police sources: handyman accused in murder of NYC mom Orshoy Aghal in U.S. illegally. By Amy Furr on April 23, 2022. David Pinola, the handyman suspected in the murder of Orshoy Aghal, was reportedly living in the country in violation of immigration law upon his arrest. Fox News reported on Friday. Pinola moved to the United States from Mexico 21 years ago, police officials said Thursday. They would not comment regarding the 44-year-old's immigration status at the time. But two law enforcement sources with knowledge of the matter told Fox News Digital that Pinola was in the country in violation of immigration law. Details of whether he entered the U.S. legally were not immediately available. ICE focuses its civil immigration enforcement priorities on the apprehension and removal of non-citizens who pose a threat to our national security, public safety, and border security, an Immigration and Customs Enforcement spokesperson said in a statement in response to Fox News Digital's questions. New York City police charged the handyman with the murder of 51-year-old Gall, who authorities said was stabbed numerous times, placed in a duffel bag, and dumped near her Queens home, Breitbart News reported Thursday. Police officials later said Pinola had worked on Gall's home every now and then, and the two had been engaged in an off-and-on affair, but that was considered to be over. When investigators canvassed for video footage, they noticed Pinola, who was wanted for questioning. According to New York City Police Department, NYPD, Chief of Detectives James Essig, Pinola reportedly approached them and said, "I hear you are looking for me." Although Essig did not state that Pinola confessed, a police official explained the agency had a confession. Essig said on April 15, the night before Gall was found murdered, she went to a show in Upper Manhattan, then returned home. Authorities believe that not long after she arrived, Pinola showed up. A heated argument ensues between the two in the basement. A knife is brandished, a violent struggle ensues, resulting in our victim being stabbed ruthlessly and brutally in excess of 55 times, causing her demise, Essig explained. According to CBS New York, the U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement lodged a detainer with Queens Central Booking since the man's arrest took place. That means that he is not here with permission, and that he's subject to deportation, Stuart Slotnick, a legal expert, told the outlet on Friday. Pinola appeared in court Thursday evening, was ordered held without bail, and scheduled to be back in court on Tuesday, the Fox report concluded.